It is time for Coffee Talk. I have Madeline on the line. Good morning, Madeline.
Good morning, Michelle. How are you today?
I am doing fabulous. The coffee's hot. The sun is kind of shining. And the music is rocking. So, and I'm talking to you. How could the day get any better?
No kidding. Well, I have some really amazing art opportunities to talk about the Two Harbors Public Library, and that's just going to turn the volume up to 11 on your perfect volume.
Sweet, thank you. All right, let's have it.
Do you know the nature photographer Craig Blacklock?
No, that doesn't sound familiar.
Oh, you are going to love his stuff. He has been a nature photographer for over 47 years, focusing in on Lake Superior, and he has a new book coming out focusing in on how the lake plays with light. You know, it's always amazing to see something that we get to see every day reflected mm-hmm. through the lens of an artist.
Mm-hmm.
And getting to see a sneak peek of some of the images that are in his newest book, Light Waves, they're just absolutely breathtaking. And then Tuesday, November 7th, Kayla Schlitkin, who is a local interdisciplinary artist, she actually is our featured artist for November and December on our art gallery wall.
Oh, nice. Okay,
so
sweet.
Much fun.
Yeah, so what's her medium?
So it's not just Kayla. She's bringing in a crew of artists, of multimodal artists, exploring sense of place, involving the community in a conversation about what makes rural America so great, giving us the chance to create and connect and explore alongside with her. Her paintings are up on the wall. She has abstract paintings that are inspired by the sense of place, like Craig's work, and I love the movement. She actually didn't paint on canvas. She told me she painted on the lids to beehives, like commercial beehives. Because as she was loading in, I was like, wow, did you build those out of wood? And she's like, no, I found them. And so there's just an interesting ripple of movement with the different shapes of the boxes. So it is absolutely gorgeous.
That and in itself is a story. That's so awesome.
Yes. And she's just a treat to chat with. She has such a beautiful vision for art and connection. We are asking for people to pre-register for this event just so we have an idea for supplies.
Yep.
We're going to have some goodies available, but that is next Tuesday, November 7th from 5:30 to 7 at the Two Harbors Public Library. So
that's...
between those two, yeah, just a lot of ways to connect with art and place and people.
Love it. Love it. How you get these things all lined up is just so amazing. I love it. It's just so cool.
Oh, that's so kind of you to say. I think just creative people are drawn to creative spaces.
Yep.
And whether that's on the beach or in the stacks, we're really lucky to be where we are, I think.
Yep. I agree. That's really cool.
And speaking of creative people, we're actually taking applications for our 2024 gallery wall. So listeners are on our website, twoharborspubliclibrary.com, or stop on in the library for an application. We take any medium that can be safely hung on the wall, basically, whether it's paintings or ceramic tiles or photographs or something I haven't even said yet.
Right.
We are we're giving priority to folks who have their applications turned in by close of business November 3rd.
Okay.
But that information is on our website, twoharborspubliclibrary.com, or stop on in the library during our open hours of Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 9:30 to 5, Tuesday, Thursday, 11:30 to 7 to learn more and get an application.
Oh, that's so awesome. Love it. Wow, you guys just have so much going on.
That's why I need a cheat sheet for our call.
Right? I know. Oh,
how
my
do
goodness.
I focus?
So what else do you have on that list for us?
I have another art opportunity to chat about, too, and this is another take-and-make craft kit designed by a local artist. We're able to pass these out throughout the month of November, but honestly, yesterday was our first day of passing these kits out, and I would say if you can come this week. It is a kit to make your own woven bookmark. It comes with your own, I think it's like a 3D printed little loom, some scissors, some yarn, a tapestry needle, video instructions, and written instructions. So no matter what your learning style is, you'll be able to create something beautiful. And this is funded through the Legacy Amendment as well.
Right.
So we've had a lot of fun passing these out.
Nice. And fabric, it's such an easy medium to work with. And yeah. And
Yes.
And those kits are just so comprehensive. Just love, love, love it. Yeah.
They are so much fun. And for some of us, you know, as it's hunker down season that we're starting in on, you don't just want to sit. You know, even if you're watching TV or a movie, you know, to keep your hands busy, to try something different, low stakes, just pick up a kit. And if you like it, wow, you have a great new hobby. If you don't like it, you invested an hour in something.
Right,
you know,
exactly.
We would waste an hour watching a movie before we decide to turn it off. So why not give yourself that hour to try something creative?
Right, and keep those fingers nimble.
Exactly, before they frost over in a few months.
Oh my goodness, that's so awesome. Oh, give a shout out of your number and address one more time.
Absolutely. So you can contact us at 218-834-3148. And our open hours are Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 9:30 to 5, Tuesday, Thursday, 11:30 to 7. We're located at 320 Waterfront Drive in beautiful Two Harbors. You do not need a library card to come visit. Just stop on in and say hi. We're happy to connect you with the card. Otherwise, if you just want to learn about art, oh, and see our brand new bathrooms.
Yes. Okay, so construction's done. Everything's all cleaned up and ready to go.
Oh, my gosh. So the building inspector was like, I need sunglasses in here. This is so bright. It looks so amazing. I'm excited for everybody to be able to see it. And more importantly, not only does it look better, but it meets ADA standards. It's accessible.
Right.
If you use mobility tools like a wheelchair, you're able to safely navigate to our ground floor bathroom. And that is something that has been a bee in my bonnet since I started 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Because the front door says public library. And if we can't fully serve the public, we really need to make adjustments.
Yeah.
So knowing that we were able to get this investment from the Blandman Foundation was an absolute game changer, not just for the library patrons, but also for any visitor in Two Harbors. Because in addition to our exceeding ADA standards in the restrooms, we have the first universal changing table on the North Shore. So if you have a loved one who requires a changing station, everybody deserves dignity and respect in the bathroom.
Yep.
And now we're able to actually accommodate our patrons, which is so exciting.
Oh, my gosh. I am just getting chills. That is just so amazing. Nicely done. Nicely done. And thank you, Blandin Foundation.
Yes. Such a, you know, teamwork makes the dream work. And so many work hands, and it took years of planning from my predecessors. So really grateful. And I think my husband is grateful that I'm not going to talk about bathrooms. And so the accessibility is the win, but the fact
right.
that I'm going to have something else to talk about.
Oh, that's so awesome. Oh, I love it. I love it. Anything else you wanted to share?
Do you know what? I better take a deep breath. Kayla Slickin next Tuesday at 5:30, picking up a kit and dropping off an art application. Woof, there's a lot going on. And there's even more, too. So grab a newsletter and stop on by the library. We're happy to connect.
That is so awesome. And can you give a sneak peek of when the winter reading program is going to start?
Oh, so fun. Well, we have some mischief up our sleeves. We're thinking it's going to be January and February.
Okay.
And just a lot of fun ways to stay cozy and connected. And that's what
excellent. Madeline, thank you so much for calling in, and we'll talk to you in a couple weeks.
Sounds good. Enjoy that coffee, Michelle. Looking forward to our next chat.
Yep. Alrighty. Thanks.
Thanks. Bye.
Yep. Bye. Madeline Jarvis with the Two Harbors Public Library calling in the first and third Thursday of each month, keeping us up to date of what's happening at that amazing facility.